hope that we're all extremely angry right now and ready, ready to do something about the trampling of our civil liberties. As Michael introduced me, my name is Rima Ahmed. I'm director of Project Mobilize. If you want more information on that, you can check on our website. I really have too much to say here in 5 minutes to say it. But basically, I'm here to tell you all about what efforts have already been underway on this issue and what each of you can do moving forward to make sure that we maintain solidarity in this effort and hopefully make progress in ensuring, A, no more people are subpoenaed, and B, none of these people end up spending any time in prison or worse. So first of all, some of the stuff, and you can find this all on the website that Stephanie mentioned, stopfbi.net. It's a wonderful resource. Please go on there, sign up for updates. You can get a lot of information on there. But what has been done so far is we've developed these coalitions of activists, of labor unions, organizations, lawyers, business leaders, everyone who is basically interested in maintaining the civil liberties that we all have that are truly on ours and should not be trampled on. And we've sent petitions to President Obama, to Eric Holder, basically citing that these are rights that are being denied to us and asking for action. We've also been communicating with our elected officials, and this is really where every single one of you comes into play. We have had now, I believe, 11 members of Congress that have signed letters of concern and sent them over to Attorney General Holder. And this is extremely important. The more elected officials that we can get to speak out on this issue on behalf of their constituents, the more seriously that this issue will be taken. Outside on the table out front, you'll be able to find a list of a number of representatives in Illinois that have yet to send these letters of concern. You'll have their names, their congressional district, if you want to only call your elected official, though I would recommend calling all the names on here, and their phone numbers. And it's really quite easy. Just give them a call. This is something for anyone who hasn't contacted their elected officials before, which I hope isn't too many in this room. You're going to give your information and make sure to give the message that you want your elected official to send that letter of concern. On the website stopfbi.net, there is brief information on the timeline of these events if you want to educate yourself a little more, but really it's not too necessary. You can. Many of these officials have already been contacted by these coalitions. It should be familiar, and you can just quite frankly say that you want, for example, Representative Rush to send a letter of concern to Eric Holder about the FBI raids that have been done on local community activists. I want to note that one representative, Mike Quigley, in the 5th Congressional District, for any of you living in the 5th Congressional District, is actually on the Judiciary Committee, and he is an individual who we definitely want to get to send this letter of concern. He's already promised such a letter, so we need to push him a little further, make sure that he becomes the 12th member of Congress to send this to send a letter and joins our ranks. Also on this little quarter sheet, you'll find the number for Eric Holder, Eric Holder's office himself, as well as the White House comment line. And both of these lines, we want to send the message to stop the political repression of activists, stop denying our First Amendment rights, because after all, these are the rights that our country was founded upon, and if we don't have these, then I don't know really, quite frankly, what makes us American. So please take a look at that. These are all things that you can do right now, talking to your neighbors, your friends, sending letters to the editor of your local papers after the stories that you heard from Stephanie and Sarah, just sharing these stories with other people so we get more and more people behind this issue. I think for many inside this room, it seems amazing that there might be individuals who have not heard about the raids on these activists. But I can assure you that there are plenty of people who are completely ignorant to the to this aspect of the Obama administration that focused so much on hope and dreams and all of us getting our rights back after the Bush era. But unfortunately, that is not the case. So please continue to educate people. I'm trying to go through my list here as quickly as possible. Shoot. And that just makes me more nervous, and I'm going to forget everything. But I mentioned, oh, the pledge, I'm so sorry. The pledge outside, if you haven't done so, yes, thank you. Please sign this. Not only are you signing the pledge, but you're also ensuring that you're gonna be listed for listed on a contact list. So if there are any updates, what happened with Carlos out in Minnesota, you know, we sent an update to everyone to contact their elected officials about that specific issue, to kind of renew the phone calls we were making to our elected officials. We need to make sure that we're all in contact with one another so that when these updates come and there's a rally or a vigil or whatever the case is, that we know about it and can actually act on it really quickly. So please sign that if you haven't done so already. I mentioned contacting your elected officials. Something that organizations are working on in terms of the future is we're working on obtaining Dear Colleague letters. What this basically is getting a sponsor, usually a sponsoring senator, a member of Congress, to basically send letters to their fellow members of Congress, telling them what's going on this issue and asking for them to follow up with Eric Holder, express their discontent with both Eric Holder and President Obama. So that's something that we'll be able to give you more information on as we get updates on that. Right now, we don't have an individual secured yet to initiate these letters, but we are definitely working very very diligently on securing that. And really, the last thing I want to point out is that the purpose in us contacting our elected officials, or the reason why you know, we organize around this effort to communicate with our elected officials, is because the very first thing an elected official thinks of once they're in office is how they're going to maintain that power, how they're going to remain in office. And that's where being accountable to their constituents comes into play. However, if we are not registered to vote, if we do not vote on a regular basis, then we basically have lost all of our bargaining power. So if anyone here is not registered to vote, I have voter registration forms, and I beg you to please come by me, seek me out. You can sign it. I will pay the postage. I'll make sure that you get your card in the mail. But if you are registered, just to make sure that you vote at every single opportunity possible, every single election, even those dinky local elections. Because quite honestly, when you contact your elected official and you're asking for X, X, Y, and Z, they're gonna pull up a file. They're gonna see if you voted or not. And if you haven't voted, recently or at all, they're not gonna take you seriously. They won't actually value the input, your input, as much as they would somebody who they've seen has voted in this past April election, in their primary elections in 2010 and 2008. Those are the people that they're going to take seriously, because those are the people that they know are paying attention to what's going on in the political process, are paying attention to their elected officials, and will hold those elected officials accountable on election day. So again, I have these registration forms. Please, please, please come here and register with me if you haven't, or if you want to update your address, I can take that as well. And again, the little quarter sheets outside with the contact information for your elected officials and the pledge. Sign the pledge, and I'm done. Thank you.